We're joined in the media center by our number one qualifier in pro stock, Jake Coughlin. His time from yesterday, 6.578 at 210.24, secures that second qualifying position of the year, second consecutive, 22nd of your storied career. And he has won here at ZMAX in 2013 in the fall race. Jake, talk about conditions, you know, a little humid today. What were you guys working on in those two sessions going into Sunday?
Yeah, honestly, just working on consistency. The air was actually about the same as it was last night, which was about the same as it was in Q1, the first session yesterday. But it was much warmer out today. Actually, a little more water in the air, but you know, these pro stock cars thrive on barometer, and the barometer was up a couple ticks, which was adding a little, kind of canceling out some of the water horsepower loss there. So the goal today was obviously to try and remain number one in the field, and then also come finish number one in both the sessions. And the first session, I believe we were low with that 660, and then came back there in Q4 down lane two, and just a little too aggressive. Spun the tire real hard, probably for the first quarter of a second to half a second, and you know, the pro stock cars like to really labor out a little bit as they're really gaining engine speed and momentum, and we spun the tires real hard and lost quite a bit of ET right there. So still ran 662, which I was pretty happy with, and you know, I think this puts us in a good position to be set up for game day tomorrow, and you know, running this four wide.
How long did it take you to learn as a driver how much spin was okay and how much was definitely going to ruin your run?
Well, you know, I've raced pro stock now for 20 years, so you know, I felt a lot of runs there and in between, and all the way to the other extreme where it's you know, just slipping the clutch as hard as it could. So you know, it's just a feel thing, quite honestly. Fortunately for me in that run, wasn't a whole lot I could do from behind the wheel except for trying to get it into second gear a little bit quicker. And so maybe the experience there kind of played in our favor and was able to still salvage the run, get it into gear, get it going forward in second gear, and then so on and so forth. So still wasn't a bad run. I think Bo was low at a 60 that session. So, you know, being 200ths off that with that going on was pretty pleasant.
Jackie, do you feel like if you mention tire spin or wheel spin to your brother over in Pro Mod or your nephew in Top Fuel, they'll just laugh at you?
Well, you know, they've got so much horsepower. Obviously, you know, staring out the tower at 10,000 horsepower funny cars, you know, the art is in clutch management without question. In the case of the Pro Mod you're referring to, you know, the art is in the suspension and the way they're, you know, hitting the tire using their shocks, and in their case, in Troy's case, at the turbocharger, managing the timing as they launch. So, you know, in pro stock, we really are trying to give it 110% at all times, and very little in my career are we trying to take power away from a 500 cubic inch motor. And to this day, we've done that very few times. So, we want more horsepower. And we'll learn how to manage it. But you know, today was just a great setup day for Sunday. And again, proud as heck as the entire elite team. My teammate Eric Enders, number two, right behind us, a couple thousandths of a second. So huge effort for everyone at Elite. We got a lot of folks from Transportation Impact here this weekend, big supporters to Elite Motorsports. So it's great to have such early results. You know, to showcase for them as well.
Jacob? Jay, we talk all the time about all the championships you've won, but I think the number that shocked me was when Scott said a minute ago that this was only the 22nd number one that you've had over the course of your career. I'd have figured there'd have been more. I mean, is there something specific about qualifying that's just kind of, you know, not the races have been better for you than qualifying over the years?
No, I think, quite honestly, you know, when I first came into pro stock, you know, we had Warren Johnson and Jim Yates running up front by a pretty good margin. And, you know, we were able to snag quite a few wins in those first couple of years. And, finished number two in the points, 98-99, and came back to win it all in 2000. You know, we won it in the pits with crafty crew chiefs calls, and we won it on the track in combination with that in driving. So never really had a car that was consistently capable of qualifying on the pole in the number one position. So hence that's the, you know, we were 20 going into this year after 20 years, so an average of one a year, and we've got two already this year. So love nothing more than to parlay that, you know, keep that same, you know, craftiness in the pits with my crew chief Mark Ingersoll and Rick Jones, and see if I can't bring out some of that caginess behind the wheel and turn on some wind lights tomorrow.
Speaking of turning on some wind lights, I know it's a long way out from the end of the season, but you know, you've got five titles. With the way the class is now, the competition, you know, all these good drivers, how big would another championship, if you could get one this year, be for you, you know, as compared to the performance you had the early part of your career?
Well, it would be huge without question. I mean, the competitiveness, you know, in the top, you know, really 12 or so cars, and that's pretty consistent over the years. When I first started in pro stock, you know, from 1 to 16, we might have been separated by 3 or 4 hundredths of a second. Things have changed just a little bit in the technology side. There's fewer teams building engines, and, you know, we've got really, we've got a great group of 16 cars here. 12 of them are really, really strong, and, you know, it's going to be quite an effort to get it all done. But I think leading into the countdown, obviously we want to be one of the 10 in the top 10 as we conclude through Indianapolis at the U.S. Nationals, and as we set our sights to return here to Charlotte for the first race of the countdown to one effort. We want to win that Mellow Yellow Pro Stock Championship with the Jegs car, and if we can't do it with that, we'd love to do it with Erica's car and et cetera, with Vincent and Alex Laughlin. So that's coming from me, and they'd probably flip the order favorably to them in the same conversation, but it's going to be fun. Like I said yesterday, we're really looking forward to the summer months coming up. That's where this team is very good. Rick Jones and Mark work so well together on the chassis and the clutch combinations, and I think we're going to experience that tomorrow as well.
Pete? Jay, as Scott already mentioned, you already have a win here at C-Max, but this particular event, the four wide, have a certain amount of prestige to it that would make it something you want to put a notch that?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's it's vacant in my resume, if you want to say it that way. Quite bluntly, you know, I've grown up my whole lifetime. We've watched two-lane racing. We've experienced two-lane racing, side-by-side drag racing as we've known it. Again, in my whole life, flipping through a scrapbook that my mom started, you know, probably in the early 70s. You know, it's got some clippings of my father racing four wide at Dragway 42, probably in the mid 60s, if I had to guess, late 60s, and haven't been through that book in a while. I should, coming here, but so yes, it would be, it's very prestigious to win the four wide. You know, we've only had just over a handful of them now, and you know, to add our name to that list would be very exciting, and we'll history or time will tell here. We've got three rounds tomorrow to get it done, and we got a tough one right off the bat coming out in round one. So that's why we race them, and looking forward to it. Yes, sir. Thank you.
One last one for Stan.
Is three runs to get the win, is that more pressure than four runs?
No, not really. You know what it is. It's you know, mathematically, you've got you know, at least two more chances to be eliminated. You know, when it's just you and one other car on the track, you know, you've got a 50% chance of winning, so to speak, and we can all do the math on having four cars out. I guess it's still 50%, but nevertheless, it's anybody's game out there. You got to be on your toes when you're staging and be ready to let the clutch out, and you know, that's just a fraction of it. In pro stock, we're banging gears about every second, the first 4 seconds. And, you know, it's so important, even the gear shifts nowadays. You know, before we didn't have a max rev limit ceiling. The NHRA imposed a 10,500 max rev limit at the start of the 2016 season, which that is continuing here in 17. And, you know, we're trying to get every RPM we can out of this engine in every gear. So anything over our target is getting ready to hit into a rev limiter, and that will slow us down. So it's there's a lot going on, and again, I can't. I've said it enough, but really looking forward to hitting the track tomorrow and seeing if we can't make three real strong, put three strong packages together and hoist the wall at the end of the day.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you all. Have a great night.